past 8 o'clock on a Thursday, and King is killing himself laughing at me pressing the wrong buttons and saying, oh, the professionalism today. Yeah, because it's nearly Valentine's Day. I'm so excited.
Yes, it's such a special day.
And we've got Paula Thompson in the house, which is a real treat. Paula is with the Wazamoya Project up in the sort of highway area. It's lovely to have you on the morning show. Welcome.
Thank you very much, and it's lovely to be in Ballito.
And for those that don't know what Wazamoya is all about, maybe you could just give us a quick overview.
Okay. Wazamoya is a project of the Hillcrest Aid Centre. We started in 2002, although the Hillcrest Aid Centre is on its 35th year. And we were sort of started to try and assist women, caregivers in the community who were caring for patients at home, and help them earn an income, because they were caring but they didn't have an income. And then that sort of snowballed into helping patients, rehabilitated patients, earn an income through making craft.
And generally the craft is beadwork?
Mainly beadwork, but we've now sort of branched out and do art, wire work, we do upcycling, taking bottles, plastic, industrial waste, and creating stuff out of that, products. And
you've done some big projects. There was a big Christmas display at one of the very posh centres in the area close to us down the road in Umhlanga area. Tell us about that.
So that was very exciting. So we got a commission to make giant beaded Christmas baubles. The one was 1.5 meters, and the other one was like a meter, 1.2. So very huge, huge Christmas balls, all beaded.
And this was in the Pearls Centre, is it?
It's in the Ocean Centre.
The Ocean. Yeah. I believe it was. They were absolutely stunning.
Yeah, it was quite a challenge. Again, you know, we always get sort of 4 weeks to start and make something. So, yeah, it was a real challenge, and we had never sort of, worked on that scale before,
But talking about scale, you started obviously very small, because all these projects tend to start with the passion and ambition of maybe one or two people that see a potential, and it's grown. It's grown tremendously over the years, and largely to your vision and guidance, and credit to you, full credit to you. But clearly you have assisted a huge number of folk, and you continue to do this. In fact, your organization has taken over or almost rescued the African Art Center, which was at one stage the kind of icon of all good things to do with crafting in this part of the world. And sadly, it fell on difficult times. What happened there?
Just very, very difficult. I think COVID time was difficult for everyone. And, they just couldn't make it. Lack of funding and, I have to say lack of governmental funding, because their role was so critical in the community, supporting artists. And, you know, Wazamoya really based our whole vibe mandate on what the African Arts Centre had done. I'd gone there and spoken to everyone, and they really helped me in the early days when I was setting up Wazamoya, because we were just a little bucket, one bucket of beadwork that we were selling. So very, very tragic.
It's not a bad story at the end, because you rescued it.
Yeah, we did. I don't like to say rescue. I just say
I'll
we.
Say it.
We have one of the staff members from the African Arts Centre that joined us, and you know, Slee's just been amazing. She just slotted in, and all the crafters have slotted in. So it's we've added to our basket of what we can do now. And we're still working with a lot of the African Arts Centre customers and the crafters. So it's still there, and we've really, you know, we've tried to up our game. They've serviced a lot of artists, which there isn't a place to do that now. And so that's what we're looking forward to, is to how can we support our local artists like the African Arts Centre did. And so we're trying to, at the moment, we've got 4 interns from the Art Bank, and we're hoping that that project will be able to enable us to sort of start caring for artists better.
Well, you have recently published an extraordinary book, coffee table type book, telling the story of a chair. But it's not a story of a chair. This is just the symbolism of a massive amount of, well, shall we say, history and the opportunity to showcase to the world the beading prowess or the artistic creativity of people from this part of the world, in the sense that you took an old chair that was abandoned in the waste dump somewhere and you repurposed it, and that went on to develop a life of its own. Would you tell us that story?
Oh, okay. It's one of my favorite stories. Yeah, so we used to go down to the Design in Durba every year. And the one year, we were always very popular. But then the one year, the stand across the way had a giant lion. And we said, well, we have to up our game and make something that would, you know, make people stop in their tracks. So we thought of making a coat. And then we came up, we had just done this workshop with crafters about dreaming. And we had realized that working with people with HIV, that people had stopped dreaming, you know. And we thought, how can we reinvigorate dreaming in our community? And one of the ways that we thought of is creating this Dreams for Africa chair. I think at that stage I was reading the Wishing Chair to my kids, and so the chair sort of came alive. And we've always tried to include everyone in the project and create as much work as possible. So everyone contributed a small piece to the fabric of the chair, so it's like a patchwork. And that included their dream for themselves or for South Africa. And we recorded all those dreams, and those were like just clean water, education for their children. And then we pieced it all together and created this beautiful fabric on the chair. And then I said, this chair needs wings. And we were thinking of how to do it. And we had this German volunteer, and he said, he is a master woods craftsman, and he just whipped up these wings out of wood that could be detached. And we beaded those as well, and they were in the shape of Africa. And then the most miraculous thing happened is that we put the chair out, and all the crafters came and had a dream on it. And we started just recording the dreams quite ad hoc. And then we took it down to our respite unit, our hospice, and all the patients, some very, very sick, just leapt out of bed to come and sit on this chair and have a dream. And those that couldn't get up, we just took a wing, and they had a dream with the wing. And then we took it to the Design in Durba, and it just kind of went viral. It was before viral days, but it just went viral, and there was no stopping the chair.
And it literally took wings and flew. It went around the world.
Yeah, it did.
And you took photographs of some very, very, you know, well-known and interesting people in the chair doing their thing and having a dream. And this has all been assembled in a most beautiful coffee table book. I noticed it was funded by the lottery, which is great to see that they actually are doing something good. won't go there. But for those that now are interested and fascinated to hear about what you're doing, but want to support by buying these, and it's not you're not just contributing because, you know, it's the right thing to do, but contributing to works of art that are being produced exquisitely for sale, and the monies obviously go towards many of the projects that you're involved with. But the beadwork that you're wearing, for example, right now, and when you see the podcast and the photograph that's coming, you'll understand what we're talking about. It's absolutely gorgeous. And I've seen projects, products that you have, your team has created on sale at events in the past that have been absolutely stunning. In fact, we have a selection of beaded flowers, and they're just gorgeous. Where is the where can one go to find your wares and buy them?
We're online at wozamoya.co.za, so you can shop online. But I think our main, the really exciting part is you can come to our shop. Hillcrest isn't that far away, and it really is a lovely outing. The shop is dazzling.
Where is it?
So it's on Old Main Road. We're at the Hillcrest Aid Centre. And so there's a coffee shop, there's a nursery, and then there's our shop, which is a double story. There's a little gallery at the top. And, you know, we have customers, the first thing they do when overseas customers, when they get off the plane, is they tell the Uber or the taxi to take them straight to Wozamoya. And we've had customers who've come for over 20 years. And in fact, we had one lady who passed away from, she lived in the UK, and she had come to Wozamoya every single year except during COVID. And her family came and actually had a memorial in Wozamoya because it was her, one of her, her most favorite places to visit.
Well,
so,
there it is. Sure. It's on the doorstep, literally, from Bolito, a short drive. But, of course, many folk listening to us on the stream are in the area that you're referring to. And so it's on your doorstep, literally, if you haven't yet visited the Wozamoya shop at the Hillcrest AIDS Centre. I mean, sometimes the AIDS Centre sounds a bit intimidating, like, oh, I'm going to get it if I go there. No, you won't. Don't be like that. Just be... go and have a marvelous experience in a most magnificent, inspiring spot. Have a cup of coffee. Find some exquisite products that you're going to love and cherish for the rest of your life. And I've enjoyed this conversation immensely with Paula Thompson, who is the mover and shaker behind it all. So congratulations
really.
To you and your team, and much success in the future. Thank you for the work that you do. It really is inspiring. Yeah. And thanks for joining us on The Morning Show.
Thank you so much. And it's, you know, it's an honor to work there. And I have an incredible team behind me that makes it all happen. So, yeah, thank you.
Good for you and good for them. And if you've just joined us and you're wondering, Paula is with the Wozamoya, it's a wonderful artistic creative center supporting people that have amazing talent and obviously people that need a little bit of help, but really and truly inspiring, and the works that they produce are absolutely brilliant. You'll love every minute, and it'll be up as a podcast so that you'll be able to catch up on what we've discussed and share the love. Thanks again, Paula, for joining us. And The Morning Show continues.